On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
All right, DT, little 3RQ, three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, is it odd to have feelings for a plant or some non-living things?
I used to love plants, man. When I was single, I would always get like a spider plant, and I would take such good care of it. Feelings? Well, no. You know how I feel about my arborvitaes. I mean, I have a real connection to them because we planted them, and they were about 5 or 6 feet when we moved in, and I guess that was in 2019, and now they're like 25 feet high. So I feel the connection. I love watering them. No, I don't think it's that weird.
So I'm not a big plant person. Neither is my wife. But then people were sending her some plants, you know, when her brother got sick, unfortunately. And then we ended up with like three plants. And I keep saying, get these things out of the way. You got to keep them by the sun. And you got to water them all the time. They're by the door. So it's annoying me. We don't have a real spot to put it. And finally, she's just like, you know what? You could get rid of it. And I'm like, what do you mean? You're just going to throw the little plant out?
You don't want to get rid of it?
I started to feel bad. Now, eventually, I just took it and threw it in the garbage.
Yep. You didn't feel that bad then.
I did feel bad. And over the course of my life, and I'm not afraid to admit this on WFAN, I feel like stuffed animals, I sometimes feel like a connection to them. Especially, you know, you get the eyes, you're looking at them. I just feel,
what?
You know, a stuffed animal.
You mean like, you look at an animal's eyes and you feel like it's not
animal.
No longer an inanimate object, it's a human?
I just don't
or
like,
an animal?
I don't like discarding them and throwing them out. I kind of have an odd feeling for them.
Okay, well, that shows a softness there. I mean, listen, I look at, like, my son still sleeps with a blanket. He's 10. He's had the same blanket for, like, 7 years, 8 years.
All right.
Same thing, he carries it with him when he comes down in the morning. Kins has bears and all sorts of things that I've gotten her and Mommy's gotten her.
I know, but I'm 46.
No, that's true. But what I'm saying is, like, if they're sleeping and when I come in, you know, to pray with them or kiss them goodnight, if they fall asleep early, you know, I'll rub the bear or I'll talk to the bear or I'll kind of reposition the blankie. So I get what you mean on some level. It's a good thing.
All right, number two, what's your favorite soup?
Oh, Italian wedding. Mm. Ooh, that was an easy one. How about you? Italian wedding's phenomenal.
You make it?
No, I don't. But I get some really good, authentic ones in the neighborhood. A couple of good spots, yeah.
I think pea soup would be my favorite.
Pea soup is gross.
Oh, man.
What do you want, Brussels sprout soup next?
No. My mom used to make good pea soup. My mom's soup, I forget what she called it, but had, what the hell is a macaroni? Maybe a little ditalini, the meatballs, potato in there.
Uh-huh.
God, whatever that soup is, I love that too. But the pea soup growing up, and then I saw a sign for it the other day walking in the city at the juice press place that I go to. Oh, no. You're sleeping on a good pea soup.
I tried it. I don't like it.
And then I told my wife about it, and she actually made it, so I give her credit for trying it. It wasn't bad. Not my mom. But it wasn't bad.
All right, so let me ask you this.
I'm surprised you hate pea soup.
I don't like it. Is it like split pea with a little sliver of ham in there? Because sometimes the Italians put the ham in there.
I do without the ham, but I can do it with the ham. A little locatelli cheese on there.
I'm going to need the ham to get through the peas. Oh. All right, so let me ask you this. You go to a steakhouse, or you go to a restaurant, you get a little pasta or a little meat. Are you ordering peas on the side? Like, do you actually like peas as vegetables?
But
I can't stand them.
Pea soup is different than peas.
No, it's not. It's just crushed up peas.
Yeah, but the texture's totally different.
But the taste is the same. I can't stand peas.
Hoff or Dove, you guys like pea soup? Let's see what we get
here. I'm fine with pea soup, but I'm more of a clam chowder
type of guy.
Now you go with the New England, or you go with
New
the,
England.
No, oh, never in my life have I gotten that. Or the French onion. I'm out on
money.
That.
What's with the French onion?
It's just not my thing, Dove. What do you
pea
like?
Pea soup is great. Croutons.
All right, a little croutons in it. Fair
bacon,
enough.
Bacon Change bits?
It, well, I don't know. I don't need the bacon
bits. I don't think Dove could have the bacon right
there. Tis the season for a good soup. I'm always up for it. Usually people have it when they're sick.
Yeah, yeah, no, I get it. And by the way, speaking of tis the season, I just get a text from Jen. Guess what's going up right now? Christmas lights.
Oh.
Today.
Wow.
Not too. You got to get them done. Otherwise, you're going to get left out.
Yeah,
you got to get them early, bro. You got to book this stuff.
I'll be left out. Last one. Kind of a food play here, but also tied into football. Where would you rank Sauce Gardner amongst other sauces?
Sauce Gardner amongst other sauces. He's dropped down the menu year by year. Put it that way. At first, he was pretty close to the top.
Would you go vodka sauce?
La Penny a la vodka. Okay. Good. It's a good call. You have some others in your head. Throw them at me because I'm not thinking about
soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
Yeah. With sushi, I do like that. Yes.
Buffalo sauce?
Worcester?
No.
I had never heard of that.
No.
I don't know what that is.
I'll pass on that. I've had it. I don't like that.
It's like a soy sauce type of feel, I feel like.
A1 sauce for steak, a little bit, something like that.
Bolognese sauce.
Love bolognese. Bolognese. Come on,
that's what I'm saying. So
At this point, he's in the discount rack. he's next to the
does
ragu.
Does he make the top five, Sauce
no,
Gardner?
No, he does not.
Okay.
No way.
BT and Sal on the Fan. That does it for 3RQ today. Let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019. Mike is calling from Old Bridge. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm a diehard Mets fan. Look, I listened to David Stern speak yesterday. It almost felt like, you know, they'll look at the trade market possibly for a frontline starter. I mean, maybe we'd be fortunate if we get a Ranger Suarez. I don't think they're bringing Pete back. But when the question about possibly losing Diaz came up, you know, I look at his face, it really concerned me because I obviously imagined with run prevention and the comments that he made after the season, and, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, that, okay, yeah, maybe he'd be okay with letting Pete go. And, you know, us fans, players sometimes, but I can understand that. But with the kind of bullpen that this team has and the pitching issues that this team has, if they don't bring back Diaz,
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Al, as a fellow Mets fan, I would have to think this would feel like a transition year. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't
trust David. No such thing anymore.
Obviously, we have the best.
No such thing. And by the way, for the record, I saw a report on what Diaz would want. I forget who had it, although they credit them. It sounds like Diaz wants the same deal that he got last time. So obviously, we're 2 years. Are we 2 years removed from that? Mm-hmm. 2 years, I think, removed from that, right, because he got the deal before the 2023 season where he got hurt in the WBC.
Right.
So he wants basically the same thing, 5 years, $100 million, just 2 years later. I have a hard time giving that to him. Here's the bottom line, Mike. There's no such thing as a transition year with the New York Mets and Steve Cohen anymore. That's it. It's over.
Well, that's what I originally thought, Sal, because I do believe in Steve Cohen. But don't forget, last year, the Juan Soto signing, that was Steve Cohen. Bringing back Alonso at the last minute, that was Steve Cohen. David Stearns does not look like, in my opinion, I think he feels like maybe he can do, hear what he was doing in Milwaukee. This is not Milwaukee. This is the greatest city in the world, and this is the greatest sports city in the world, and we have the most passionate fan bases all across sports. So David Stearns really needs to wake up and have a really great offseason, or, you know, all that goodwill. And Sal, you were there too. You went to a lot of games this year, just like my family and I did as well. And, you know, we packed City Field, man, and I got to be honest with you. I don't know. I think because of the way the season ended, they're going to lose a lot of that good faith, that goodwill going into 26 if they don't have a great offseason.
I think the bad season, and thanks for the call, Mike, and I did not go to a ton of games. I went to a couple of games. I did not go to a lot of games. But I would recommend getting out there because it's such a great, you know, ballpark, all that stuff. It's always a fun atmosphere, especially when they're winning, which obviously they didn't do enough of this year. What I would say is I think last year's failures will hurt the attendance this year. But if they have a mega offseason and get two top starters, let's just say, and bring Pete and Diaz back, I think attendance will be fine as long as the team wins some ball games.
Mets responded to their owner. Now the owner needs to respond to the season, which I think we all think that he will. I think what we're less sure about is the methodology here of Stearns and the direction that he's about to take. The one thing, it was a good call. I think he said a lot of good things. You know, I wouldn't read too much into body language or inflection from Stearns or quotes. I mean, you're not going to tip your hand. You know, he's going to present it in a very benign way, and really in a very emotionless way. Because the last thing you want to do is when you show up to these meetings, hey, what do you think about Pete? What do you think about Diaz? Oh, my God, we can't lose them. Good God, there's no way. You just got to present this in a very, hey, it's business, and we want him back, which is what he said, if the market dictates, and he just kind of threw out that babble.
The one thing that I would say, though, when you talk about David Stearns, it's still early on. We referenced this as far as football and how long do you think it would take to evaluate a general manager, and it was 3-4 years, pretty much the consensus. Well, with David Stearns, we're going into year three, and remember, he took over a team that already had big contracts handed out all over the place. Would he have given Brandon Nimmo the contract that he got? Would he have given Diaz the contract that he got the first time? Would he have signed Lindor for the 300 and whatever million, 13 million, whatever it was that Lindor got? I don't know. Soto's a different animal because of his age. That's what made that so unique and why the price went up, 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 up. Maybe he wouldn't have wanted that, but you need to have some kind of star pieces. Now he's also caught in between with Alonso. Maybe he would have either locked Alonso up or would have moved on from him, you know, years ago. You just don't know. So it's still year three, and he inherited a core group of players that is still intact.
It's a good point. I mean, we really don't incorporate that very often. We're sitting here saying, change this, change that, do this, do that. Well, you know, it's not as easy when you got guys like Nimmo. What's Nimmo got, 5 years left? Six? I mean, he's still got a lot of years to go. You know, yeah, he did assume a pretty decent payroll without a great deal of flexibility. And let's face it, some very flawed pieces. I mean, outside of Lindor when he first got here, and I know Lindor's defense slipped a year ago, and he's not a perfect player. He's too streaky for me, but he's obviously very good. But he's still streaky. He didn't inherit anybody that is like, okay, this guy's autopilot. You know, he's young or in his prime, good contract, good wheels, good defense, potent bat. Everybody that he got was had their pluses for sure, but were a little deficient in areas that I think he values based on him always talking about run prevention.
Correct. So it's just not his team. We're seeing David Stearns. Now, you could get on him for last year's team with the starting pitching, certainly.
Definitely.
But think about where they came from, and in 2 years, what he's trying to do to this ball club. And now year three, this will, I don't want to say make or break year, but I think we're going to learn a lot more about Stearns this year. It's why I was asking them, I said this in season last year, the idea of trading Nimmo, even when they were playing well. I talked about it in season at the deadline. I thought that they were going to clean up that mess of Beatty, Vientos, McNeil, Acuna, all the Mauricio. They need to clean it up. It doesn't fit well as a team right now. So on top of adding some free agents for sure, they also need to figure out what they have, what they want to keep, and what they want to move on from. And it takes time to do that for a general manager through the first couple years, especially when you have as many contracts on the books that the Mets have.
And I think it's really amplified for him because I think everybody's sitting there saying, well, you got Cohen. What's the problem? What's the holdup here? Do this again. Do that. Do this. Wake up. Let's go. Let's move mountains where, you know, he's looking at this in a more prudent manner, which I get. Now, there's got to be middle of the road. I mean, and he's going to have to change a little bit than how he was in Milwaukee. The other thing, too, is, you know, listen, guys, I mean, the Mets last year, and I wouldn't have said this the year before, but because he took a step back, and I'm not saying that this is who he is, but he's got to now show that this is not the wrong trend. Lindor was not a very good defensive player last year. based on the metrics for him the prior, like he was great, and then he had a rough year. The Mets trotted out one plus defender every night, and that was Taylor, who hit about .180. You know, so, and, you know, the other guy, Siri, who's a plus defender, who also got hurt, was also about .180 with more power. The point is, Mets got a lot of work to do, and I think we all think that they'll do it, but I don't think it's as easy as some people think it might be.
We'll continue the conversation when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know him to break him.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.